What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
We are here today, fresh off of a vacation, talking about vacation and fitness on vacation.
We just got back from Costa Rica. What, did we get back yesterday?
Yeah, oh my god, it feels like the craziest. It took 24 hours to get back, even though it's Costa Rica is like kind of close to the U.S.
No, it's like not Boston. Too far.
It's not
at all.
Too far, but we were so far. We were a 6-hour drive from like the main airport that you fly into in Costa Rica, and then of course like we had a connecting flight and like it was delayed, and we had so the layover was longer, and then like there were problems with both flights, and so it just took so long. And of course we like missed our bus back home too, and we had to wait again, and it was like far longer than we anticipated, and like no one slept.
Yeah,
so
the past day and a half home have been like exhausted and nauseous, at least for me.
Genuinely exhausted and nauseous. And then I slept for, so last night we got back to our house at maybe like 2:33, and I said, you know what, I'm just gonna like sit down, like lay down for a minute. Fell asleep, didn't wake up until, so I fell asleep at like 4 p.m. I think, didn't wake up until 4 a.m. when I checked my phone and it was dark out, and I was like, oops.
Yeah, she was knocked out. I hopped on the spin bike and I did like a chill 30-minute spin.
Well,
and
you didn't have to drive. I had to drive. Like,
yeah, so where we stayed in Costa Rica, we went to Puerto Viejo. If any of you guys are from Costa Rica, I had a few people reach out to me. If any of you guys have been there, I know I had one girl message me with lots of recommendations, which like we'll get into.
Johnny's
we definitely
place.
Listened to some of your recommendations. But we went to Puerto Viejo, which is like a 6-hour drive from the main airport in Costa Rica. So we were very far, and Catherine was the one with like the license to the car. So,
she
was very nice, and she drove our whole group the 6 hours there and back. So,
which was totally fine. Like,
more tired,
but it just meant I had to keep my eyes open the whole way there.
Yeah, but you slept a lot yesterday.
I did, and then I had to wake up
to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. And then I had to go straight to, like, lifeguarding at the beach. And so I woke up. Like, I sleep for 12 hours? Absolutely. Was I still tired? Absolutely. Then I had to go sit at the beach. 94-degree weather. Super sunny. Nauseated.
Yeah.
And I'm just,
it's
like,
the nausea. Like, nausea. As a sensitive stomach kind of bitch, like, my stomach feels everything. The lack of sleep. Because honestly, like, I didn't sleep in so long. I didn't sleep that well on the trip. It was definitely something that was lacking a little bit. But then on the way home, we had a red eye, and we were driving all day, got on the plane at night. The plane
Which
was
I
absolutely
stand by red eyes.
Freezing.
I really do, but it was so cold.
It was freezing. The plane was so cold.
And
that
we're all
I
in shorts and t-shirts.
Sleep. I was literally had my head down, hugging my legs for 5 hours because I was having full body chills. I could not sleep. So I didn't sleep all night and day. And so I'm feeling a little bit nauseous because that's just like what my body does. It takes everything and it turns it into nausea.
Yep.
Stress, nausea. Bad food, nausea. No sleep, nausea. So feeling a little sick, but here we are. Overall, it was a good trip though.
Yeah, no, for sure,
We're just really tired now.
It's also 9 p.m. right now on a Sunday. So, see you guys. Like, this has to be done and dusted.
Yeah, this is a quick turnaround. This episode is going to be up in a few hours. And we also have another mini guided episode coming at you this week. This week, and Catherine is doing a music talk episode.
They're so fun to plan and put together.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to the first one, we have a new series we're doing, Girls with Goals Guided mini episodes. They're music talk episodes, meaning we are flipping back and forth between a playlist of full songs and us talking like a regular podcast episode. So I did the first one about a week and a half ago now, and it was a confidence-themed episode, and Catherine is coming out with one this Thursday. What's it going to be?
It is, I can read you the title. Actually, the title's on my iPad. It's like chill. The songs are chill vibes, and we're just going to talk. I think most of the songs end up being about like people and identity and like personality, so that's kind of the energy that we're going for there. But I love making the playlist. Like, I could make playlists, like curated little sections, forever, and it's so fun. Every time I plan one out, like I have 7 planned out, because it's just so, I feel like they come so naturally to group the songs together. But every time I do, I'm like, let's just make this like a daily thing. But of course I would That would explode. Be too much to take on.
So it's bi-weekly, and they're so fun for us to make, and I also think they're so fun for you guys to listen to. It's like a music podcast hybrid, which is really different than anything else out there. So if you didn't listen to the first one, you can find that on Spotify. It's under our same show. It's just called Guided in the title. And make sure you are following the show, Girls with Goals.
It is Spotify exclusive, by the way.
It is, unfortunately, but you can listen to it with a free version of Spotify. And then make sure you're following so that you catch this week's episode and all of the future ones. You can also follow us on Instagram at Girls with Goals Pod. On TikTok, you can follow our personal accounts at Caroline Kinnean, and Catherine Kinnean. All those things.
So true. Also linked in the show notes below. That's our spiel. Let's get into it. Highs, okay. Lows, and goals for the week. You guys know we start off every episode with this. What's your high? Okay, I'll start. My high was okay. Waterfall Day.
I knew
day.
You were going to say that, Waterfall
Day. I fucking loved Waterfall Day. So the trip, it was a little bit different than maybe any of us had anticipated. Maybe the location, the pictures we had seen on the internet.
We jumped into this 10-day trip, and, like, no one really knew what we were getting into.
We were all just kind of like, all right. And it was totally fine to be like, all right, like, it was fun.
I would say we ultimately had a great time in Costa Rica, but it was a bit different than I think any of us expected. It was a little bit less chill, white sand, beachy vibes, and a little bit more like we're kind of in the jungle roughing it a little bit vibes.
On edge, like, about ants and spiders crawling on me. Like, the amount, so every morning we would wake up, like, we did our best to, like, keep it clean. But every morning I would wake up and immediately clean the kitchen because animals had gotten into our food.
Yeah.
And, like, our trash was knocked over every morning and I had to, like, scrub everything. And we're also, like, it's, when it's an Airbnb or, like, not your house, you're not completely on par with all the cleaning supplies. We had a sponge and some, like, hand soap, and that's what we were working with. The sponge is on its last leg. Like, someone is gonna get a disease from that thing at this point. The floor is sticky. There was, like, glass shattered because, like, I think we broke far too many bottles just by accident. So shoes on at all times, one because of the dirt, two because of the glass. Like, there are ants everywhere, you just gotta kind of accept it. There's everyone, like,
a gecko that permanently lived in our shower.
Everyone has rashes. Like, I went to work today, and, like, I work at the beach, I work in a bathing suit, and I'm like, sorry guys, like, about the rash.
Wait, where's your rash?
Everywhere! Because it was, like, 90 degrees and super sunny, and my skin was just getting, like, red and bumpy, and it was just, it became so prevalent that and it's, like, not a normal thing for me to have, right? Like, I had to be, like,
she does not, like, walk around with rashes on the daily.
Or, like, I have sensitive skin. I'm not gonna lie, I have sensitive skin. But having a rash all over is maybe not, like, the norm for me. So I was, like, yeah. So basically we all just, like, woke up with rashes. And it was super weird, but, like, kind of funny, I guess. We all, like, had ailments.
Yeah, it started off really good. Like, I felt so fresh and great and, like,
oh, that's what I was,
like,
about
on
the
my,
waterfall
like, disconnect-
day.
I was, like, disconnected from the internet. I was, like, on my vacation hot girl shit. And the beginning was really good. I don't think I could have lasted, like, two more days. I wouldn't have wanted to show face. Like, it was...
No,
I was starting
to
be disheveled because we also
No, we were
lost
in the airport
water.
And I was, like... Yeah, I'm getting to that. Okay. So we lost water a couple of the days, so we're, like, disgusting.
Like,
and
the water
super
just
hot.
Stopped working in our Airbnb.
And also,
showering
if
was
our...
difficult.
Also, if you were to turn our shower on all the way, it would be far too much water pressure, and it would flood the entire bathroom. So you had to just let it, like, dribble a little bit. So no one was clean, ever. No one was clean, ever. But when we went to the waterfall day, we all came out, and we were like, I feel so clean. Like, it was incredible. It was the best day ever. And I love to love it. Mm-hmm. So that was my high of the week.
Yeah, we went to a waterfall, and it was, like, very fresh water. Nice water. I'm trying to think of my highs specifically. Because I think overall it was a good trip. I honestly think that my high, like, aside from the waterfall as well, might have been our friend's birthday night.
Yeah,
we
that
had
was second
such
one.
A fun time. It was our friend
oh
Lucas's
goodness.
21st birthday. And so we just had so much fun. We got him balloons. We had a little, like, pregame party at our Airbnb. Then we went out to this restaurant that we frequented called
They knew us there.
Cokie Beach. They
Don't
knew
even
us
know.
There. It was,
Don't
like,
even
the best restaurant in town. We ended up going three times while we were there. Because we were there for 10 nights, you know. We wanted to repeat our favorite. So the waiter knew us there. We got surf and turfs. We got pina coladas all around. we got him a birthday brownie and ice cream. And then after we went to a place on the beach.
Johnny's place.
And it was like this beach bar down by the water. And honestly, there like wasn't too much to the town. Like there weren't too many places. But apparently every Saturday and every Wednesday, the whole town pulled up to Johnny's place. So that's where you could find us. And we just had such a fun night. And I thrive in like small group fun settings. Like I'm not your like in the basement of a party girl. And so I don't really frequent like drinking in parties all that often. But like in a small group setting, and especially an outdoor setting, and especially a vacation setting, and especially a birthday setting.
Especially at Johnny's, to be honest. It's kind of my only criteria off at this moment.
And so we had a really, really fun time. So I think that might have been my high.
Long live. And my low of the week?
The rash.
Probably, like waking up with hives every morning.
And my low is that we argued a little bit more than we wish we did. But
so true.
That's just how it went.
But that's how it goes when, like, you're sister is also your friend, is also your business partner, is also you. Like, sometimes it's far too much, and sometimes it, like,
it's far too much.
It maxes out.
And you get thrown in, like, a group setting a little bit, but then you're,
but then the
like,
group
twins,
setting doesn't
like,
stop the, like personal
siblings,
setting. It's,
but they're friend. Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, being a twin is crazy. It's wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy
yeah,
sometimes.
We're trying to navigate that for sure these days. So we argued a little bit more than we wanted to. That was my low. What's your goal this week?
Oh, shit. I don't even know, like, get things together. Like, yeah, I'm so overwhelmed with, because not to be, like I lifeguard. My 9-to-5 is lifeguarding, so, like, I can't complain. Like, I was thinking about this today. Like, I want to make a TikTok and be, like, me explaining to my dad that I've had a really tough summer, you know, lifeguarding and influencing when he's, like, a vice president at a Fortune whatever company. But, like, I'm overwhelmed being a lifeguard. Not being a lifeguard, but it's just, like, being a lifeguard and having the podcast and, like, business stuff, like, personal on the side is just, it's a lot to do at once. And I'm exhausted because I, like, wake up at 5 a.m. and work out and, like, work. And then I go to the beach and sit in the sun all day. And then I'm exhausted when I get home. And then I still have to, you know, do things and do it all over again the next day. And it's just, like, overwhelming and exhausting. And so I feel like I'm falling behind in everything because it's, like, so much. So I'm gonna get my shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, I think mine is definitely get my shit together, too. Especially after this, like, 10 days off. And especially because we're going back to school in, like, 3 or so weeks now.
Don't you dare say that. I, like, forgot how to do school, guys. I haven't been in school since December 8th was my last final. I remember, like, it was yesterday.
Yeah, so
it's been so long.
So I want to feel really good, like, going back to school. But I also want to feel really good these last few weeks of the summer. So getting my life together a little bit, like, planning out these next few weeks, make some good content, have some good podcast episodes, and then also focus on my personal training business a lot. I really want to offer a student discount for the upcoming semester, so I always have my link to apply for personal training. It's like online one-on-one personal training in the show notes, so if you want to click on that and submit an application and, like, write something about coming from the podcast or wanting that student discount. Like, I don't know when exactly I'm going to launch it, but in the next couple weeks, I definitely want to offer that. So any podcast listeners, just let me know and I'll hand that over to you sooner. So doing all of that, also, like, planning out my room in our new apartment a little bit, like, starting to get furniture and feel like I have that all together. It's kind of just like a, let's focus on myself for these last few weeks of summer and, like, feel in a good, stable spot. It's also our birthday mid next week, so I'm really excited about that. I want to have, like, a fun few birthday days.
Another thing about being a side note about being a twin is, like, I feel like you are more comfortable, like, sharing that it's our birthday. Like, sometimes I don't want people to know, like, oh, my, it's my birthday. And then you just are like, we're throwing a party.
We're not throwing a party. I just want to, like, have a fun birthday.
Yeah, I don't like my birthday because then, like,
you don't like it because we share it, or you don't like it because,
no, because
it makes,
like,
you uncomfortable with, like,
makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
Not that I want it to, but, like, I just feel like it's too much. No one can deliver.
Oh, well, August 17th, guys, run it up.
Run it up.
Run up your DMs. Okay. So let's get into our topic of the week this week, which is health and fitness on vacation, because obviously, we're just coming off of vacation, so we thought it would be fun to talk kind of about
talk
how,
shop,
like,
to be honest,
health and fitness was like this past week, and our perspectives on health and fitness on vacation, like how that's changed a little bit, because it's something that people ask about a lot. And it's really...
I think people need to just shut up and do what they want.
Right. And that's kind of our vibe. But that it's, like, kind of hard to just say that. I think sometimes, like, it takes a little bit of trial and error. And it's going to be different, like, for every trip and the different circumstances and things like that. But it is really strange to me how, like, sometimes you could feel the most guilty, like, on vacation when you do things that stray from your routine.
Yeah, but I think that's only when you're not in a good place to begin with.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously we've been at the point where we're like, oh, I'm on vacation. Like, I have to work out triple, or, like, I have to, like, uproot my morning routine and go to the gym. Well, you know what? Sometimes I don't want to go to a crusty, dusty hotel, musty basement gym. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then don't.
Mm. And sometimes you do a couple times, then do.
Then do.
Then do.
If it's a nice gym and I have time and I want to, like, absolutely. But if it's not, like, I'm not forcing myself to go into some basement with no windows that smells like dust and is going to give me another rash, okay? Because also on vacation, I feel like you're doing things a lot differently than you typically would, which, like, throws your body off a little bit. Like, you're in a weird state. Not, I'm not saying, like, good or bad otherwise. Like, being on vacation is in a weird state, no matter how, like, how much you try and stay to your normal foundations. Maybe you're walking more, maybe you're walking less, maybe you're eating more fruits and more, like, healthier foods naturally. Maybe you aren't. Maybe you're sleeping more. And that's what your body needs. Like, you're in such a weird state that, like, do whatever you want and do what's gonna make you feel the best. And I'm talking physically and mentally. Like, maybe mentally forcing yourself to go work out when it uproots your whole vacation, or, like, you have to set an alarm to wake up earlier just so you can work out. Like, don't ruin your vacation like that if you don't want to. And if you do, if it's going to enhance your vacation, like, Phuket, a couple months ago when we were in Thailand, every day our family was in the gym, even, like, during the day. Because it was such a nice gym. It was such a nice gym, and it, like, made sense with our itinerary of the day, which was literally, like, relaxing and sitting on the beach. Like, it made sense and it was good. But if you're, I don't know, in New York City and you're staying in a hotel that doesn't have a great gym, and you know you're going to be, like, walking around and hanging out, because if you're in that setting, like, you're just, all you do is walk around all day, then don't force yourself to work out if you don't want to, because number one, you're going to get exercise and you're, like, going to be doing things you enjoy and, like, you're good.
Mm-hmm. I think for every vacation and every trip, think about what the priority and the focus of that trip actually is, because you live your regular life the majority of the time, right? These trips and vacations, like, they come around every once in a while, and usually the priority is something fun and something different than your typical life. Usually it's about spending time with friends and family, or exploring a new culture or a new place, or it's about relaxing, or it's about having fun, right? It's about these things that maybe aren't the priority in your general life, and maybe working out and fitness is, like, a huge priority in your regular day-to-day life, but it's okay that if these other times come up, something else takes priority. And that's, like, part of a well-rounded, balanced life. Honestly, I have started to really take the perspective on it as, like, that's actually very healthy. Like, it's actually very healthy to, like, let other things take priority at different times. And so, for this vacation, for us, we both worked out very minimally. But it's interesting because I don't know about you, I, like, felt very healthy.
Yeah. Like, because I felt healthy. Here's the thing, is, like, the max I did was probably, like, 10 push-ups once.
Mm.
I'm being completely honest there. Or maybe, like, some step, 2 days I did, like, step-ups. Like, on a max, step, like, 5 minutes. Genuinely 5 minutes. And guess what? I look the exact same.
Yeah.
I look the exact same. I feel the exact same because I was doing other... I was being active throughout the day and, like, eating well because, like, that's what I do. And I don't... Like, 1 week, it was, like, 8 days. I didn't work out pretty much for 8 days, right? I look the exact same. I feel the exact same. I am the exact same. I didn't go to work today and people didn't recognize me. Or were so like, true. Oh my god, like, you gained weight, you lost muscle mass. Like, no. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're fine.
But how for a week, you feel? You're like,
fine. And
trip,
I felt, like, completely fine. Had I felt gross and sluggish, maybe I would have been pressured to, like, work out or, like, drink more water or go, like, you know what I mean? But I felt fine. And something I've been thinking about a lot is, another thing I did was, I always found myself waking up before everyone else because that's just, like, the schedule that my body's on. And I like coffee. I like going for a walk. And I would go for coffee walks before people got up, waiting for people to get up. I do that here. I do that in Boston. I do that in New York. I do that in LA. I do that wherever because that's something I enjoy and that's part of my routine. Having those foundations or those interests that like you can apply anywhere, especially on vacation, like no matter where you are. Number one, it keeps you active. Like you're still moving, you're still getting out and doing something and like activity, mentally, physically, whatever it is that like keeps you going and keeps you alert. Number two, it helps you explore wherever you are and like actually embed yourself into that environment. So like going for a coffee walk or say you like to run or say you love bookstores or say you love whatever it is. Like it doesn't have to even be active, but like those things that you know in your city, oh, I love going to this bookstore. Or when I'm in London, like I love going to this going to bookstore. Blah, 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 blah. Wherever you are, like you can do that. Same thing with health. Same thing with fitness. Same thing with like wellness. If you have your little morning routine, like you love journaling, you can do that anywhere. Do that on vacation. If you love going for a daily walk, go do that on vacation. Like if you like whatever it is, like you can keep doing that no matter where you are. And I think that number one keeps you grounded and keeps your foundations kind of similar so you don't feel like you're this completely different person. Because sometimes I've been on vacation and I've felt so thrown off because I didn't have any like solid foundations of who I was and like what I did that I just felt like the vacation was pointless because I like wasn't really gauging what, you just like feel weird. So if you can have a couple of those foundations, they don't have to be working out if that's not what you want to do, but they can absolutely be working out if that's what you want to do. Then it keeps you kind of in the zone of yourself so that you are so free in every other aspect to go do something completely maybe abnormal or completely unique to wherever you are when you're on vacation or on a trip.
I think that it is a lot more about values than it is about rules. And I think that if you consistently maintain healthy values, and I think this has to do with your life outside of a vacation zone, right? Like, are you living by healthy rules or are you living by healthy values? And the more that you can shift to live with healthy values and with a healthy, well-rounded lifestyle, then it becomes a lot easier to move through things like this very intuitively and to enjoy them. I think that it also takes a little bit of trial and error and a little bit of experience and kind of like practice at it, especially once you have become really dedicated to health and fitness, to kind of get yourself comfortable with like, hey, like I can take a step back for a week. I can take a little break for a week. I think in the past couple of years, as I've been like finding more of a balance with health and fitness, every single vacation I go on, like I've gotten a lot better at it, right? Like a year ago, I would have said, like, oh, I feel like I'm in a pretty balanced place, but I still definitely was feeling like a lot of pressure to like keep my life a certain way and like stay on my exact workout schedule. Whereas now I feel like legitimately like so free about it, so intuitive about it, to the point where it's like I brought some resistance bands, I brought my running sneakers so that when I wanted to do those things and when I felt like those would like be enjoyable and it would make me feel good, I would do those. But I didn't go into it with like a plan or a routine in mind. So I would say I did some sort of like workout probably every other day. My friend Lucas, it was his birthday, and he likes to run. So a couple mornings we went and did a jog on the beach, like 2 miles max, pretty slowly, but it was just so nice to like get out and go on the beach and go for a little jog. It was also so hot, so sweating buckets, definitely exerting a lot of energy there. And running is something that I do like to do when I travel because you can do it anywhere. It, like in Catherine said, is like something that you can take that helps you like also explore a new place when you kind of like take that thing and put it into a new place. And then a couple mornings I did like resistance band workouts with resistance bands and overall felt really good. And it was just kind of like an every other day in the morning, like before other people were up kind of thing, or with friends, because it's also a fun thing to like do that with friends or with family, like go for a jog or do a little workout or something. But again, I think the more that you make health and fitness about having those values in your day-to-day life, the more that you can just go into every situation and hold on to those values, and it can look a little differently at that time because your priorities during that time are different. But like if you still have those values, you're still gonna feel healthy because you're gonna find healthy things in every day, whether that's a workout or not, like whether that's a workout or whether that's being able to understand that like resting is healthy too.
And that's not even like, oh my God, I have to be healthy. Like, blah, blah, blah. This idea of like forcing health, or like health is something that you are not and that's something you're striving for. No, that's because health is something that you are, and that's literally just what you do. So like, shut up about it and do it. I feel like sometimes when I go to answer a question or something, like, sometimes it's not an answer. Sometimes it's just like, shut up. And it's like, oh my God, what you're fighting with yourself about, like, being healthier, like, staying on a workout schedule when you're going on vacation. It's like,
that's not healthy.
Shut up and just do what you want to do. And if that means, like, oh, one day I'm going to work out and one day I'm not, and then the next day I'm going to, like, eat a vegetable, and the next day, guess what? Like, there were no vegetables in sight. Like, shut up and just do that, because whatever. You're not doing a 30-day challenge right now. Like, if you were doing a 30-day challenge, which, by the way, like, don't, just do a lifestyle, whatever. But if you're doing a 30-day challenge, and, like, you're not going to take a vacation in the middle and just stop it. But this isn't a 30-day challenge. This is your life. Like, 1 week or 1 month even, that's microscopic. So shut up.
And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. It's not like you're doing that 30-day challenge, you go on vacation, you go, like, all the way in the other direction, right? Like, the more that we talk about a lifestyle and values versus rules, the more that it just becomes, like, something that flows through your life and that you work with, and it works with you and not against you. And so it doesn't have to be a choice of, like, I'm gonna stick to my exact routine on vacation or I'm gonna do absolutely nothing. It can be, like, and Catherine and I have been saying, I'm gonna be prepared to, like, move when I wanna move, rest when I wanna rest, take the vacation as it comes to me, like, explore different food choices, but still, like, obviously look for vegetables when that's gonna make me feel good, still try to, like, get protein in my meals. Like, it's not an all or nothing. It's not a 0 or 100. And I think for me personally, like, being able to be really intuitive about it and mindful about it is what makes me feel the healthiest. Because it doesn't make me feel the healthiest when I'm trying to stick to my exact schedule and can't do that to the best of my ability, and then I'm gonna feel guilty about it, and then I'm gonna not feel that healthy. But I also don't feel healthy if I'm, like, doing absolutely nothing and I'm eating, like, complete shit, because that doesn't make me feel healthy. And I've realized more and more through just flowing through different phases of life and through going on different trips and traveling a lot in the past 6 months that being mindful and intuitive is what makes me feel really healthy. There's no set routine in itself that makes me feel the absolute healthiest. It's more so about feeling mindful, feeling present with myself, and being able to make intuitive decisions, because when you have those healthy values and when you know that certain healthy things make you feel good, then you're intuitively going to continue doing those things, but there's going to be a lot less pressure around it, there's going to be a lot less guilt around it, and it's going to flow a lot better. And you're also going to realize how much feeling healthy can be about things other than just what you eat and how you move. It's also, like, taking some rest for yourself. It's also, like, spending time with friends, honestly, like, is such a healthy thing and, like, feels so healthy. I also, like, picked up a book a couple times when I just, like, wanted to take some time for myself, you know? There's a lot of different things that can fit into that realm of healthy and make you feel that way. So I think to sum up a little bit of what we've said so far, health and fitness on vacation, in your life in general, but especially on vacation when you're out of your routine, should be a very free-flowing, mindful, intuitive thing. You shouldn't have rules going into it, because that's only just gonna, like, perpetuate feeling guilt when you're not able to live up to those things, or it's gonna take away from you experiencing your vacation. But you also don't need to, like, drop all of these things, and the more that you develop the healthy values in your life, the more that that is just gonna come very naturally to us, and I think that it felt very natural this past trip, because I felt quite healthy, even though we were having surf and turf and pina coladas and going to Johnny's bar. Like, I still generally felt healthy, because it's like I was still getting some vegetables, and, like, we went and got acai bowls one morning, and I was still, like, moving when I wanted to move. So even if you, like, do other things, you can still do some healthy things, and sometimes going to Johnny's bar and having fun is the healthiest thing you can do.
So here are some facts to get your head right.
And some, like, actionable tips from us. So when you do want to work out and move on vacation, some of our favorite things to do are going for a walk, going for a run. Love a good run in a new location. I feel like it motivates you to run and it gets you moving, because you feel like it's more of, like, an exploration than it is a run. Bring some resistance bands and do some resistance band lower body. I did some resistance band upper body. Like, I took the same loop band and I just did some like back rows with it, shoulder like pull apart things. Like, bring some resistance bands if you want. Bodyweight Pilates, when we went to Cambodia, when we were living in Singapore, I was on like a little bit of a Pilates kick. I got up and did, I forget if it was like sunrise or sunset, but like I did a few Pilates videos just like on my computer up on the rooftop. It just gave me like 30 minutes away by myself, like
When was
doing
this?
something with my body. When we went to Cambodia, I just did Pilates a couple
Oh.
times. So that's always fun, like doing like a lower impact thing like that. Or you could do like a HIIT cardio workout, get really sweaty, get your like burpees in. Or it could just be a lot of outdoor adventures like hiking and walking around and exploring that new place. Like, you can find active things on vacation, and I think a lot of the time vacations can kind of veer to be like that more, or kind of like veer towards that more active route as well. And then also, you can also like hit the gym if you're on vacation, you're in a hotel that has a gym and you want to go to the gym sometimes. Like, that's also totally fine. Food tips. Bring your own protein powder, and Catherine and I love to do that. Like, pack a few scoops of protein powder in a plastic bag. That way, like, if nothing else, you can eat whatever comes to you, and you can, like, have a protein shake, and you can help up your protein game a little bit. Or you can, like, make protein oats, or we had a blender here, and I made a smoothie a couple times, you know? So, bring your own protein powder, and then, if nothing else, you can have a little bit of protein. Depending on like what your vacation is like, where you are, you can always get some basic things at the grocery store that are kind of like your staple items so that you can feel a bit more on routine, like things like that. You guys already know, and Catherine and I got some like Greek yogurt and fruit. You can get bread, like oats, you know, whatever those basic things are that make you feel good. And then ultimately, when it comes to eating, it's definitely a more intuitive time. So try to focus mostly just on how you feel. And listening to your body, I would say, like, I didn't eat perfectly, if eating perfectly is a thing, but I definitely listened to how my body felt. And because of that, like, again, I felt really good. I felt really healthy. Had some good rice and beans and chicken. Had, like, a salad here and there, but mostly just kind of explored and listened. And everything had a little bit of protein in it. Some things had some veggies in it. Ultimately, it felt good. And then some facts and stats to know that might help you kind of wrap your head around fitness and vacation, and if you are feeling like a little bit of guilt of being thrown off your routine, no matter what. There are 3,500 calories in a pound. So if your concern is with gaining weight because you think you might be eating more and
You're
moving
not
less,
gonna.
it's honestly not as easy to do as you might think. That is 3,500 calories of a surplus, like more. That's not just like you ate 3,500 calories. That's like 3,500 calories more than your body is typically having for you to
Which is
gain
likely
1 pound.
one full day's eating for you.
Yeah. So that's a lot to even just gain like 1 pound. And who honestly gives a shit if you do gain a few pounds, right? But I'm just letting you know, like, it's not maybe as easy to do as it seems like it is. How long? Oh, and also, most of your body's calories burned in a day are burned at rest. Like, you're not only burning calories when you exercise, you're burning calories by being a functioning human being. So it's not like your body like stops functioning and burning calories altogether if you don't get a workout in. You're still pretty normal. It also takes 3 weeks of no resistance training to start decreasing muscle mass. Of course, after a week or so, like, you're not gonna maybe have as much of a pump. You might like feel a little flatter or whatever. But like, for your body to actually start eating away at muscle mass and losing muscle mass, that's gonna take a few weeks, okay? So you're chilling, and that is fine. Another thing to think about is that people take deload weeks anyways, as like part of a fitness routine. Every month or two or so, like, people will take a deload week where they put less resistance on their body and they work out a bit lighter. So that's also a perspective you can take on a vacation, is like, hey, this is a built-in deload week. Like, this is part of my schedule and my routine and like my training split. Because that might also make you feel better about it and make it feel like more of a productive thing when you're like, no, like, this is just part of my schedule. I'm not off routine. Like, this is my routine for the week. It's a deload week. So those are some tips that will help you, I think, wrap your head around it a little more, feel a little bit less guilt, feel a little bit more intuitive. So.
So, biggest takeaways, honestly, just do what you want and do what you do, even when you're on vacation. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope you got some good information out of this, whether you are going on vacation or, like, taking a trip, or you're just living your life.
You're just having, like, a change this of can honestly week apply, ever, too, like, you know?
Literally anywhere, anytime, any place. So, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you on...
First on Thursday. Thursday. First Captain's mini-episode.
I'll see you on Thursday. We'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye. And rate the show wherever you listen.
So true.
5 stars if you like us. See ya.